Something I just thought of about the museum and Duane King. When they started the idea of redoing the old home.
The old home where Thomas Gilchrist lived.
Duane got me to walk through and try to show him where things were, how it was. The first thing I noticed is they'd cut a big hole through the wall from the living room to Granddad's bedroom. I was not real pleased with that idea, but he said that would be very quickly taken care of when they started construction. One other thing I noticed was that Granddad's bird feeder was gone. He sat there in the breakfast nook every morning, watched his birds come in, but it had been torn down. It wasn't there. So I have since made a feeder to match it. Next time I go to Tulsa, I'm going to carry up there and give to Duane or whoever and show them exactly where it was.
What's your recollection of the Thomas Gilchrist house there? Were you in it a lot?
Yes, I was.
Tell us about the rooms that you liked and the bedrooms.
I guess my favorite room was upstairs, an upstairs bedroom where you looked out over the city of Tulsa.
The one with the balcony up
there. Yep, the one with the balcony.
And that's where the gardens were out in front of the house.
Not like they have them today, but there were some. Like I said, the university has done an excellent job. I mean, they just have done wonders. Now, Joe Schlocky and Liggett, the two Indians that took care of the grounds, they only did what Granddad told them to do. They didn't put new flower beds in. Granddad said they wanted it, they did it. But they saw to it there wasn't a blade of grass in any of the flower beds. It was kept mowed like a golf course. Mm-hmm. Those two gentlemen were out of this world for Granddad. Cephas Stout was his right-hand man. Cephas drugged me around that place, showing me things, telling me stories about Granddad.
Pretty much he's the one that taught you how to drive on that tractor.
Yeah. I have a bulldozer, a little Poppin' Johnny bulldozer, and a Farmall Cub that were Granddad's. Now, as far as I know, that bulldozer was the first mechanized equipment used to clear overburden off Indian Mound. It was the first time any mechanization was used. I've got it now. And my boys, one of these days, will refurbish it. Then there was a Farmall Cub that he used on a place up there. They used that cub with a trailer to haul blocks of sandstone up from the quarry to build a museum. I didn't get to be there for that, but I guess I was 14 up there when Cephas started teaching me how to drive.
Mm-hmm.